Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Afternoon at the tone. Pacific Daylight Time will be.
It's 5 o'clock. 5 o'clock.
One step closer to my own personal hell.
This is Primetime on Sports Radio 1080 The Fan.
We expect the best. We're not afraid to break someone. Do you hear me?
Primetime is your source for the best in local, regional, and national sports.
Go ahead and clap. Mediocrity deserves applause.
Isaac Rob.
I'm miserable. I had to get up at 10 o'clock this morning.
Jason Sakanet.
I'm a dude playing a dude disguised as another dude.
Primetime on 1080 The Fan.
All right. Welcome back. Hope you're having a nice little Tuesday. It's your sports bros, Rob and Sook. I'm Rob.
Sada.
And Big Sook's right over there.
Right back at you.
He's back from Italy. Italian Sook.
Sober now.
Yeah.
No more booze.
He has quit drinking.
I'm off the sauce.
For life.
I'm going to push it to Friday. I'm going to make a goal. Saturday?
I bet you don't.
Thursday afternoon. Thursday evening. Hey, nothing on, nothing Monday? Nothing so far today?
Yeah, doing great.
Right? It's a day and a half. What are you talking about? That was a long plane ride. I can't be expected to go, you know, cold turkey on the
airplane.
I love
drinking on planes.
Oh, it's the best.
Yeah.
Like, if you're trying to take a little nappy nap, I mean, come on.
No, just, I don't really care the circumstance. I love drinking on planes.
Yeah. And dare I say, this is the first time flying Turkish Airlines. You get a chance to fly Turkish Airlines, fly Turkish Airlines.
You told us that yesterday.
Yeah, they're dialed in.
Or maybe it was, wait, is this your second day back?
Second day back. Did I tell you that or was that off the air?
No, you told me on the air.
Yeah, they're great. And let me tell you, the wine was flowing. And,
yeah.
You know, and no judgmental stares either. Hey, I got a 12 and a half hour flight and that
lady
knew.
What do they have on a Turkish airliner?
What do you mean?
What can you order?
Oh, you can order just about anything.
Can you get like good cocktails? Like you can on some American airlines? Like,
that I don't
straight
know.
Straight away?
We just had wine and they had the compliment because when I asked like what, you know, they come around for the beverage service and it was like wine and I was like, oh, wine. And then I asked the lady because, you know, they give you the little kitty cup. And I was like, can we just do like a couple of those? And she was like, absolutely. Fired a couple of those up. And then I was like, can we remember this section? Came back around. It was a grand old time.
How long was the flight?
12 and a half.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Had
you need some.
Yeah.
You need more than two.
Oh, believe me. I was one of those just, and I was in the bulkhead. I was in that first row. So I was right there at the galley. So it was easy to get up and just be like, hey, can we get a little, can we get a little topper here? And at no point was there a judgmental stare. She knew the drill. She knew the assignment. She was fantastic. Had a nice lasagna. I just was very pleased with what Turkish Airlines brought to the table.
Getting you ready for all that table lasagna.
Yeah, that is true. Table lasagna. It's the move.
Wait, was this on the way home?
This is on the way home.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh.
From Istanbul to Seattle.
Reminding you of all that table lasagna.
Yeah, reminding me of the table lasagna. And if you're wondering, next time you go out to an Italian joint, order your separate meals, table lasagna. You're welcome.
So we'll get back into the wild and wacky NBA playoffs in our next segment. But my tease here was just how expensive will NIL get?
Pretty expensive. It already is. And on top of that, we got revenue sharing.
Well, yeah. So Kirk Cignetti was out recently in an article, and he actually named the schools. And I always
Google
find
me,
this
bitch.
Interesting because everybody kind of names the same schools, but also kind of doesn't.
Yeah.
In other words, nobody really knows.
It's like, yeah.
But like, there's, I mean, Cignetti's a coach at Indiana. Like, yeah, he knows a lot.
Yeah.
The rumor was that Texas's roster this year in college football will be $40 million.
Now, include,
of course,
does that include revenue sharing, or is that just going to be strictly NIL?
I think that's just as it stands now.
Well, Ohio State supposedly had the most expensive roster of all time last year, and it won a national championship. I think theirs was like 20-something. It's like 28 or
whatever.
Well,
I mean, who was it that said Oregon? It was Jed Fish.
Yeah.
Said Oregon and Ohio State had $20 million rosters.
Yep.
But again, I mean, I think Oregon, everything I've heard, on what you've heard, but it's between the $20 and $25 million range.
I have been told that Oregon does not have an unlimited fund, but that also no one does, and that Oregon will not get outbid for a player. Doesn't necessarily mean that Oregon will go as high as everyone else, but if Oregon wants a player, money will not be a factor in whether or not they get him.
Look, we know they're one of the top tier NIL schools.
Yeah.
It's pretty obvious in a lot of the talent they're getting.
Yeah.
But Cignetti said, so the rumor was Texas was going to spend $40 million this year, and of course they had to come out. Or no, it was Chip Brown. You know him, that Texas reporter guy?
He's from like Orange Buzz. He was one of the first guys that had the realignment stuff way back when.
Yeah, he came out and said that's absurd, which it's not absurd. Well, it might be absurd in terms of $40 million, but you know Texas is right at the top.
Yes.
Come on. So Cignetti said in this article, and I forget who wrote it, but he was quoted as saying, the biggest NIL schools for football are Oregon, Ohio State, Texas. Are you shocked yet?
I'm waiting to hear, like, you know.
Well, there is one.
There is one?
Yeah, there's one where it's like, wait, what?
Okay.
So then he goes, Notre Dame, Miami. Are you shocked?
No. Although Miami, we've been told so many times that Miami doesn't have the cash that people think they do, but, I mean, it is Miami. They don't have great, like, they don't have all the facilities because it's not a big university. But
then they drop $4 million on Carson.
I know, right? So, you know, I mean, that is Shapiro. So you really don't need, SMU's proof of this. If you just have a handful of big name boosters, you don't need a massive pool of people. By the way, is SMU in that list?
No, the last one is close. Texas Tech, he said, because of their oil money.
Yeah. Well, and that's the SMU thing, too. It's like Texas has money.
So this was Cignetti. And I hadn't, you know, SMU we knew.
Yeah.
But Texas Tech is not one that I had thought of in that regard.
Well didn't they just get like the largest donor in the country? He like some guy sold his oil business and it's like he's worth $4 billion now or something that he's given to the university.
So now are they about to become a powerhouse? Because Texas Tech is not a relevant player in college football.
Well, I don't think it instantly means you're a powerhouse, but it certainly helps you compete for big time talent.
It does, but at the same time, and this is what it kind of bugs me about, whether you're talking about Ohio State or Oregon or anyone else, dude, you don't just money is not the only reason kids go places. Now, there are some kids, it sounds like the Nico kid at Tennessee, he was just up for bid. He was up for bid when he was in high school and he's up for bid now. But for the most part, money is somewhat even. Like Texas Tech does not have the money to pay double what Georgia or Ohio State or Oregon are gonna pay.
So it's a former player who is the head of their collective that just sold his $4.1 billion oil business.
Yeah. So I mean, they are obviously going to be a player, but again, unless they're willing to just...
You're still Texas Tech.
They're still Texas Tech. So if I'm a five-star kid and Texas Tech comes to me and like... Let's say that a going rate for a five-star kid, let's say it's between $3 and $4 million. Is Texas Tech offering eight? You know, I find that hard to believe that that's what they're doing. But if they are, then maybe we'll see it. Maybe over the next handful of years. But remember, T. Boone Pickens tried to do this. Now, it'd be interesting if like T. Boone played in this era. But look, we've been buying players in college football for 50 years. It's just more apparent now, and you can make more money. But
well,
T. Boone Pickens tried to buy his way into Oklahoma State being Oregon, and it didn't work.
Yeah,
they were good.
To me, the interesting thing is about NIL, because you're right, in some ways it's just, it's all kind of the same. It's just more above board. But I do think what's interesting about NIL, one element is this. There are certain schools that are becoming new age blue bloods.
Yes.
Because of this. Oregon is one of them.
Yeah.
Texas Tech, as mentioned by Cignetti, may be one of them. SMU is certainly one of them.
Yeah.
There are schools that are better suited. BYU is one.
This is the weirdest thing. BYU,
because they're uniquely suited for this new culture of college football. They have a bunch of money and a bunch of people who want to donate to sports. So that to me, yes, it's always been this way. But what's interesting is that you have new teams and new schools capable of keeping up with the old guard.
Yeah. I looked at it. Texas Tech, for the upcoming cycle, they're 21st overall in recruiting, but they're number 2 in transfer rank. So when it comes to transfer portal, that seems to be that you're flexing some cash, you're flexing some muscle. But again, it takes more than that. You buying a handful of kids doesn't make you a big time program. It Correct. Just doesn't. It takes years and years of building a roster, and still the lifeblood of college football is still recruiting classes. So, color me skeptical that Texas Tech will be playing for a national championship anytime soon. But can you become relevant? Yes, you can become more relevant. Like BYU is not winning a national championship, but Mormons have a lot of money. And they have never been willing to spend it because Mormons didn't want to. The school was not willing to bend the rules. But now that it's above board, BYU can pay for kids. And so they are going to become more relevant than ever. In fact, it's funny. When I was at BYU, Utah was our little brother. Like, they couldn't compete with us. And then Utah joins the Pac-12, and they just kicked the living hell out of us. We were a non-factor. I mean, they dominated us. And now, all of a sudden, Utah's pissed because we got more money than Utah. And now BYU is leaping Utah. And now we're getting kids that never would have considered us.
Well, if you think about it, you guys might have the most money of anybody.
It's possible.
In terms of if they're willing to
spend it.
To dump it into NIL.
Yes.
If you said name money. The biggest pool of graduates.
And rich people.
Who beats them?
We have a lot.
Notre Dame would have a lot. Texas would
Stanford,
have a lot.
Stanford and those places do, but they're irrelevant. This has rendered academic schools like Stanford, like it's...
Because they're not that into sports.
They're not that into sports, and you can't...
BYU, they are.
Stanford can't get transfers in because they can't get admitted to school.
Anybody can get into BYU.
Yeah. As long as BYU kind of is willing to look the other way and not kick some kids out because of the honor code, they are poised to be a... I'm buying stock in BYU because for years and years and years and years, that fan base has been desperate to be nationally relevant. And it's hard for them because we couldn't get kids and now we can buy kids and there will be plenty of donors. That has to be one of the deepest pools of money. Maybe not the high end like SMU, but that is a very, very deep pool of money with BYU millionaires.
But it doesn't. Like you said, it doesn't guarantee anything.
Doesn't guarantee anything.
So
you still have to hire the right coaches. You still have to be able to recruit high school kids. You still have to be able to grow and develop players. And the Ohio States and the Oregons and the Alabamas and the LSUs and the Texas, they have such a head start on those other schools that, I mean, look, Oregon, this has been, what, a 30-year build for Oregon to get here? I mean, it takes a long time to build up a program like that.
That's a good... segue into the next question I want to ask. I want to carry this over because I do have a question about Oregon, and we will get to that next and wrap up this conversation on The Fan. Oh, whoops. I missed one there. Sorry.
A little slow on the trigger.
Yeah. So I was asking about Oregon. We're talking about NIL. We're doing some hot college football talk here.
There you go.
You mentioned that just because you have deep NIL pockets, like these new schools like BYU, Oregon, or whomever, not traditional blue bloods, as it were, doesn't mean you instantly win, and that is true.
Yeah.
But my question about Oregon is this. Where do you think they are if status quo remained? In other words... This whole NIL deal didn't happen. Mm-hmm. Revenue sharing won't happen. Oregon was on that trajectory long before NIL.
Yes.
But in the old school college football, where do you think Lanning and company are?
I think they're still solidly in the top 12. I think NIL helps Oregon.
Well, it better help them.
It will.
It already does.
It already does.
I mean,
what an opportunity.
My question is how much, because like you said, it's not, it doesn't mean, you know, you instantly win, because I feel like Lanning, I mean, that's kind of an insult to Lanning. It's,
yes,
like,
it is.
Dude, it's not just about money. And of course, people will reduce it to that because people hate Oregon and the Phil Knight thing.
It's an easy, lazy narrative.
It is, exactly. And it is a lazy narrative. That said, how do you quantify what that means for where Oregon's at right now?
Yeah.
Because it does coincide, mm-hmm, with a rise in the program to
But now, see, I disagree because...
Well, I guess that's not true because they were in two title games.
They played for two national title games.
Yeah,
now, they were still... They were still buying...
They have more talent now.
DeAnthony Thomas didn't come here for free. So,
right. But that's what I'm saying. So this new age, even though it's the same, it's different.
It's different. So I think Oregon has been on a steady trajectory, and the last piece to this puzzle is winning a national championship. And I think NIL, like if we're putting a percentage on it, I think NIL helped Oregon 15%. And when you already have played for two, and you're already considered a solid top 10 program, you're talking about, you know, very marginal difference between the truly elites and just the elites. And I do think that NIL can maybe bring that last 10% that Oregon needs. So I think Oregon will benefit from NIL because I think they do it. You take all the recruiting stuff that Oregon has, all the advantages with Nike, It's one of the probably three or four coolest, sexiest programs. You talk to recruits. I hear that time and time again from people that are in the recruiting ranks, that Oregon is just a sexy school for kids. Now you throw in the fact that they aren't going to get outbid for kids, that they are going to be on par with any offer that someone can make a kid. And then they did go get a coach that, how do I put this? One of the reasons they hired Dan Lanning is because they saw from Mario Cristobal that this can be done better. They saw from Mario Cristobal that, unlike Chip, because when Chip was here in Bilotti, they had tremendous success, but they didn't recruit the way that Mario did. Mario came in and brought the Alabama model to Oregon and said, we can get the Kayvon Thibodeaux. We can get five-star kids here on a regular basis. It does not have to be a once-in-a-blue-moon thing with Jonathan Stewart and Haloti Ngata. We can get kids like this. We can be a top four or five recruiter. So when Cristobal left... One of the reasons they went with Dan Lanning and like they weren't willing to go back. You remember the Josh Wilcox thing? A lot of people wanted Wilcox and they were like, he will not.
Justin. I can't believe they would hire Josh Wilcox.
That would be.
As their coach.
That could be.
But I got to tell you.
Be a hell of a ride.
I am here for that.
But one of the things was they did not believe that Wilcox had the structure in place to recruit that way. So one of the reasons they went and got Dan Lanning, and Dan Lanning went and basically brought the GM from Texas A&M, who had just signed at the time the number one recruiting class of all time at Texas A&M. They wanted to bring an SEC model of program building and recruiting and that sort of attitude to Eugene. And when you couple with Dan Lanning and that staff does... with that SEC mentality, and you throw in the fact now that you can bring the money to it with all the sex appeal that Oregon has and the facilities and Nike and all of that, you have created something that had already been built into a phenomenal program. And I do think that that can be the thing that puts them over the top. And I know the last year didn't end the way they wanted to, but it was the number one team in the country, undefeated, won the Big Ten. And then you ran into a buzzsaw at Ohio State at the wrong time in the playoffs.
I think it's interesting.
You see any good players, tell them to come here.
Thank you, Dan. I think it's interesting. You said the SEC mentality.
Yeah.
And I totally agree with that. And Dan Lanning is that. I mean, like, I was reading an article today where they were calling Oregon the new Georgia.
Yeah.
What is it about the SEC mentality? They always just say it just means more. I mean, look, the proof's in the pudding. They get the best players in the SEC.
Yeah.
Or at least they used to. What is that? Like, is it the bigger budgets in SEC recruiting? Is it that they put more emphasis on recruiting? Because everybody around the country has always wanted to recruit.
Yeah.
Right? So what is, if Dan Lanning came from, so he came from Georgia, but let's say he came from where he coached a national championship at Notre Dame, sure, or somewhere not in the SEC.
Yeah, Michigan.
Is he the same? Because I feel like the tutelage under Kirby Smart is some of what makes him great.
I think the idea
behind Nick Saban.
I think the idea behind it is in the SEC, it's like the rising tide lifts all boats, and that when you exist out in that world, they've always had more money. The recruiting hotbeds are down there, and you could say the same like if you're in the ACC down in Florida, right? When you're having to compete in that world, out on the West Coast, it used to be the only thing you really had was SC, right? SC got whatever they wanted, and then you know you had UW and you had Oregon kind of rise up a little bit, but the West Coast. Throughout the, if we're looking at the last 40 years of football, there's three West Coast schools that matter, and only three, right? Oregon, UW, and SC. And SC by far being the dominant power there, although that has shifted now. When you're talking about in the SEC, you are competing every day and every year with Auburn, Alabama, LSU. And now you throw in Texas and you throw in Oklahoma and you still have, and you're, by the way, you're dipping into Florida to compete against Florida State and Miami and you throw Clemson in there. I mean, it is just nasty.
You just have to do more.
You just have to do
to
more.
To get kids. Yes. You have to be relentless. And that's the attitude that you wanted
yes.
to bring.
When they went and got Lanning, and I don't want to get into like the too many weeds, because some of the stuff, I don't know how much they want to make this public. He has a... There's a system, there's a philosophy that he builds his recruiting around that is, it's like, why are some people better at attracting women, right? Like, you like the
well,
guy.
I can tell you that, because I'm hot. Hot.
But we all know that guy that can go into a bar.
Just
or
kidding.
Or you know the guy that goes into the strip club and, like, like he walks out of there with the stripper, and you're like, dude.
Well, hello there.
Well, that's the SEC. You have to have that mentality. And so I do think that more and more programs, as this came about, wanted to go find guys that had cut their teeth in that field. They wanted people that understood, this is how Alabama recruits, this is how Georgia recruits, and I'm going to take that mentality and I'm going to go get I'm going to build my roster around people that is the only way we know how to operate, where we don't accept the fact that because we're on the West Coast that we have to settle for three-star or four-star kids. No, we are going to be a national recruiter. And you can say what you will about Cristobal. Cristobal started that. Cristobal proved, you know, he didn't have the success that Chip Kelly did or even Bilotti, but Cristobal proved that you can take that mentality and you can bring it to Oregon, and Oregon was not willing to go back.
Yeah.
They were only willing to go forward, and it's one of the reasons, and they found a young guy in Lanning. They said he can keep that going, and Lanning has done it bigger and better than Cristobal.
All right, well, Biatches, there is some hot, very hot NIL college football talk. Oh, by the way, wait, I'm not done.
They're fighting for clicks, we're fighting for wins.
I'm not done. No, I'm not done.
I'm very talking.
Yeah. I wanted to tell you too. So that Cignetti's, I love that drop. That
me too.
That's a good one.
You know,
me fake burping.
Mm-hmm. Fake burping? That was
real.
No, that was real.
No, I don't really burp. I've told you this before. I can't burp. I don't burp.
So
they're
what
fake.
The hell? Yeah, why are you doing fake burp bits?
Just trying to piss people off.
Kinda.
You know, fucking, you know,
sure.
Here, I'll do it again. That's not real. Come on. That didn't come from my diaphragm.
Yeah. All right.
I don't know how to burp.
What were you saying?
I don't know.
You love that drop.
You lost it.
True story.
And to someone's point, like the Texas A&M, how did that class work out? That's the prime example. Texas A&M spent the most money on the number one. They said it was the number one recruiting class that had ever been assembled in college football, and it went nowhere. And those kids all ended up bolting. So this, again, proves the point. Just buying a roster doesn't do squat, which is why it's a lazy narrative to say that because someone has money, they're going to be a good team, or that's the reason why they're good. It's a lazy ass narrative. You can buy a lot of players, doesn't mean you're going to do great. Texas A&M is a prime candidate for that.
No, it was the Cignetti article where he was saying the biggest NIL schools in football are Oregon, Ohio State, Texas, Notre Dame, Miami, and Texas Tech.
Yeah.
Matt Norlander weighed in on that. He's from CBS. Mm-hmm. And he's a basketball guy.
Yeah.
And he was saying that in NIL and basketball, it's a little bit more bunched up.
Sure.
In football, the $20 to $25 million schools, now they're saying upwards of $40 million.
Yeah.
There's only a handful of them, and mm-hmm. Cignetti mentioned several of them.
Yeah.
In basketball, they say that the highest NIL is just over $10 million.
Yeah.
And that's Duke, Kentucky, North Carolina, shocking. but also St. John's, Arkansas, BYU, Indiana, Louisville, Michigan, and also Texas Tech.
Yeah.
And he said there's a bunch in the next tier that are only a couple million behind, and that's Kansas, UConn, Florida, Houston, Purdue,
there's
Tennessee,
more players,
USC.
Because it doesn't take as much money.
So at the top of basketball, it's really kind of leveled out.
Yeah.
Not everybody's up there, but a lot of the big schools are up there, whereas in football, you still have, you know, seven or eight haves and a bunch of have-nots.
It's a lot harder to come up with $30 to $40 million than it is to come up with, you know, eight to be competitive. It's insane. Well, they even said, too, there was one, we talked about this a while ago, who was the guy that, he left Maryland for, what was that doucher's name? He left Maryland for, is it Xavier or Marquette?
Are you talking about the coach?
The coach.
Oh, what's his nuts?
Yeah, old what's his nuts. What school did he leave Maryland for? He went and took a job. I want to say it was at Marquette or Xavier or something like that. And they said one of the reasons was he went to a school without a football program because they can dump more resources into the basketball because they don't have to split the pie.
Where did he go? That guy's name?
Willard? Was it Willard?
Yeah, he was basically bitching about Maryland and not having the resources he need. So he went someplace and
he went to Villanova.
And they're saying places like Villanova and St. John's could be in basketball. One of the advantages they have is you don't have to split the pie, especially in revenue sharing. You don't have to split the pie with the football team. Whereas, like, if you're at Ohio State, dude, take a back seat, man. Football's coming first. And everything else is coming second after that. And you don't have to worry about that when you're at Villanova.
Well, now we can play the applause. Thank you.
Hey.
Thank you. You were great there.
Thank you.
Gatorade and a towel. Take a timeout. When we come back, we'll get back to the NBA playoffs. Here's Buck.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never frozen meals are dietitian approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50. Code LISTEN50.
Hey, we gotta give a show plug
to John D.
John D, who brought in a, we were talking earlier about, Suk and I are very manly and we are getting into rosés.
Rosé all day, baby.
Yeah, that's right. Rosé all
day. It's a hot day. You get a nice, cool rosé.
And he brought us a black box premium wine bag of rosé.
Yes. We do have a box of wine in here.
Yes.
Now.
It is a crisp and refreshing rosé with enticing aromas of fresh strawberry, watermelon, and white peach. And John,
that sounds wonderful. Can I say, you put white peach in anything, and I'm on board. Now, the question becomes, do I go get a couple glasses now and over the break?
Sure, fire it up.
We break out
although
a box.
Although we might want to chill it.
Well, that's true.
It's not cold.
Yeah, it's not cold.
Thanks a lot, John. More people should bring us wine, though.
Couldn't be bothered to chill this box of rosé before bringing it in.
It's a great new bit. We got a text from a sommelier who listens to us.
Yeah, he took offense to us.
Well, he did. He just said, "Hey, listen, if you like nice, light, easy drinking wines and not the tannins of the red wines," he said. There's a lot better than rosé, which I'm sure there. I mean, yeah. Dude, the guy's a sommelier.
I know.
He could probably name 8 billion wines that are better than what
exactly
you and I may drink, but whatever. I don't care. He said, I did want to relay what he said, because I said, hey, well, give us some suggestions, you ass.
Yeah, don't just be like, whoa.
You know, John D. sent us a whole damn box of wine.
What'd you do? Where's your box of... By the way, I love the fact that it's a box of wine. That's phenomenal.
It is phenomenal.
Yeah.
And we're going to try it.
Yeah, absolutely.
He said steel cask Chablis.
Steel cask? All right, I'm going to take a...
Dry bubbles.
Take a note of this.
And I don't know, he didn't mention like a vineyard or anything, but steel cask Chablis.
All right, we'll see what we got here.
Thank you so much for sharing that.
I you know what? Yes, thank you so much for sharing that.
That's why I made the drop.
Yep. Okay. Steel cask Chablis. Dry bubbles.
There's a lovely one here from a Willamette Valley Vineyards that's $20 at Fred Meyer. So a nice Baltimore Reserve, if you will. I don't know. We need to try this. Well, thank you. Thank you for the suggestion.
I'm going to start a winery tonight.
It seems like that's a bit of an expensive...
I'm going to stomp the grapes with my own little feetsies.
...venture. We went to the largest winery in Italy, and let me tell you something. That thing is mind-blowing. I don't know how much money they put into that thing, but oh my God.
What was it?
I'd have to look it up. I think I took a photo of it, but I've never seen a facility quite like it. It felt like you were going onto the Nike campus, but for wine. And then the ladies just flocked there. I mean, it was just was a sea of ladies dressed like Han Solo, all looking to take photos of themselves.
Let's go.
And by the way, can I just tell you that's the most depressing part about going to a tourist place like that? It's seeing everyone only interested in taking photos of themselves. No one wanted to take a photo of any of the beautiful things. They just needed a photo of themselves with that as the backdrop.
So I see where the Cavs are up 11.5?
I don't know. I'm watching the Capitals and the Hurricanes right now.
Oh. Well, so much for that. Mm. I'm not watching it either. I'm watching the Pirates and Cardinals.
Mm.
It's Skeens night.
And someone did point out that my sobriety lasted that long because I, you know, we talked about that I wasn't going to have anything to drink after coming back from Italy, and yet.
Here you go.
Now I've well, see, you this can't, doesn't you even count.
Know. Yes, it
this
does.
This doesn't count.
It always counts.
This doesn't count.
Wait, is there booze in this?
This is a no countsy. What, they brought us a non-alcoholic rosé?
Well, you gotta watch John D.
What?
Well, he's a shyster.
Look, all I'm saying is I don't think this counts.
I'm looking for the
alcohol content.
Yeah. It's not listed on here, conveniently.
Mm, interesting.
Mm. Mm. Wine enthusiast. Oh, there it is.
By the way, someone's saying, I install vineyards. I'm telling you, don't do it. So,
install vineyards?
He installs them. I'm guessing he you know, puts the rows up and all that.
Well, look, the wine industry is not
exactly
booming.
No.
Tough business. But I don't know. I like it. Stop me. More like ag than it is wine.
CJ McCollum, he's got a winery, right? Partner with him.
Well, he's so, rich.
You just got to partner with someone.
Yeah.
I'm really rich.
That's the key to anything.
Maybe I'll text my buddy Channing Frye.
There it is.
Partner. Hey, Channing, you still live here? And by the way, do you want to...
In case he didn't block me.
And I do think he is in the wine game.
Yeah, he likes wine. The wine is big with the NBA guys.
Yes.
They all like the wine.
LeBron's all about it now.
Now, someone's saying we can throw some ice in there and call it good. I think that's the classy move, is to take our warm box of rosé, throw some ice cubes in there, and let's get after it. I like where we're going with this.
All right, we'll wrap up our NBA playoff talk. That was hot NBA playoff talk, if you didn't notice.
Yes, it was.
We'll wrap that up next on The Fan.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
Want to grow your business fast? With TikTok ads, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
If you're a parent or share a fridge with someone, Instacart is about to make grocery shopping so much easier. Because with family carts, you can share a cart with your partner and each add the items you want. Since between the two of you, odds are you'll both remember everything you need. And this way, you'll never have to eat milkless cereal again. So minimize the stress of the weekly shop with family carts. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply. For three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Well, thank you for being here with us today.
Yes, thank you.
The club is moments away. There were a couple of Nuggets Thunder nuggies that I wanted to toss out.
Okay.
That we failed to mention in our earlier discussion of said series. That's French, if you didn't.
Look at you. Wait, so are these Nuggy Nuggies?
Following. These are Nuggy Thundy.
Like Dino Nuggies?
Nuggy Thundy Nuggies. Mm. What do you think about that?
Yeah.
I kind of want some Nuggies now.
Sponsor that, sales.
Maybe Chick-fil-A, they have a nice nuggie.
They do a nice nuggie.
They do. And I know this is kind of a bastard, and I don't eat there much, but it's a childhood thing. I still enjoy a good McDonald's chicken nugget from time to time.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Those are pretty bad.
Throw some sweet and sour on there. You know.
The last time we had the top two MVP vote-getters in the same playoff series, Can you, you two, we want to take a stab at that one?
Run that by me one more time.
You weren't listening, were you?
You said the last two MVP.
We had the top two MVP vote getters in the same series. Because we're going to have,
we're presuming Shea and Nikola.
And Shea.
It should be one, too.
Yeah.
And I think we're going to get the MVP announcement during this series, aren't we? I think it's coming this week or next.
Yeah, they usually announce it right around the beginning of the second round,
which is kind of cool that they're both. I mean, it'll probably be Jokic, but
no, it's gonna be it's gonna be Shea. Yeah.
Well, it'll probably be Shea. Yeah. But
I think they're doing the, you know, it's his turn because he finished two last year in the year Oklahoma City had, and they'll give it to Shea.
People are saying last night's game was a nightmare for Shea voters, though, the way that Nikola just took over down the stretch and
about
Shea
one
couldn't close
game
it.
More like,
aren't the votes in though?
Yeah, the votes are.
But the people who voted are like, oh, maybe I got the wrong one. They're going head to head now, and one looked a lot better.
Yeah. Last time,
the top two MVP vote getters.
Is that like a LeBron?
This shouldn't be that hard.
LeBron and Steph, maybe?
That's a good guess, but no.
No. So I'm trying to think of who else, like.
I mean, there's only a handful of guys in the league that.
That won MVP, right? Giannis and Tatum? Didn't Tatum win the MVP? Or did he not get it?
Well, it's not that.
Okay. I'm trying to think of who else. Jokic has won a couple. Steph
they're
won old a couple.
Guys.
They're old guys. Like, that don't play anymore?
No, they're out there.
They're still out there?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, one of them got eliminated, but the other one you
oh,
saw.
Oh, so like LeBron and Steph or
one
something
of them's
like that?
On the Nuggies.
I literally said LeBron and Steph. Thank you for listening. Fuck, I love when you do
God,
that.
God, that's my favorite part of the show.
I know. The tri-clide over there. It's phenomenal.
Sprint
tri-clide. All right, so it's Jokic.
Do you think anyone knows what we're talking about?
Probably not.
About anything? We're like full of inside jokes. Absurd.
Well, I like when someone tunes in and we call it the Willametta.
No, it's not the Willametta, you idiot.
It's insane. Okay, so it's Jokic. And
woo!
So who would have Jokic have played?
No, it's not Jokic.
You just said you just saw him.
You did.
Well,
that should be a dead give, bro.
Now I'm confused because you had Jokic, you had Giannis, Embiid. He played last night?
One of them.
Oh, are we going back to Westbrook?
Russell Westbrook and?
Oh. Well, technically it would be this because Russell Westbrook and Jokic are playing in the same series.
No, the same year, same top two vote MVP vote getters from the same year met in a playoff series.
Westbrook
the,
Harden?
Last time that happened. Yes, Westbrook Harden.
Oh.
You got there.
Okay.
2017.
Took us a little bit.
It sure did.
Yeah.
Roundabout. No, there don't.
The old
squiggly
sprint,
line.
The old sprint tri-clide over there. Got it.
Sprint tri-clide.
Eventually.
Yes. We're getting that right now, too. I see we're improving. Yeah, so that's the last time that happened. So okay. It's kind of a cool. I mean, it's kind of a cool thing. SGA against Jokic.
Yeah.
Also from that series, since 2000, there have been 15 series where one team was coming off a sweep and the other team had to go seven games. And the team that was coming off the sweep.
Yeah, I think I saw this. They were like 0 for right or maybe 1.
14-1.
Yeah, I saw that little.
So
I
that,
saw that,
that
one
bodes
after.
Well for Oklahoma City.
Yeah.
However, historically, teams that win game one in seven game series win the series 77% of the time.
I stated it and I'll stand by it. And if it turns out to be wrong, I don't really care. You can make fun of me. Boston,
you do care.
Boston and Oklahoma City will win this series. And I don't even think they go seven. Boston and OKC in six. They're just better teams. And I know it's fun when we get weird nights like last night, but Boston was up by 20. Oklahoma City was up by 14. And if you watch those games, the better team was clear. And over the course of seven games, Jokic is not going to, one, Boston's not going to miss 45 threes. And and Oklahoma City.
45
freaking three-pointers.
That is unbelievable.
Yeah.
That's, I hate them. Yet, I do. I hate them.
And yet they're going to roll New York. And then last night, I mean, the fact that Oklahoma City even lost, like, dude, Denver plays like six guys. They have six guys. And the only guy off the bench that matters is Russell Westbrook. And I know he's playing well right now. It's still Russell Westbrook. They're going to get tired and beat up over the course of this series. I just feel very confident that the best team over seven games wins. And I am very confident that the best team in these series are Oklahoma City and Boston.
Cavaliers lead the Pacers by 14 at the end of the third, even though Cavaliers are missing half of their team.
Yeah.
And I want to tell you, as I said this earlier, but if Golden State wins tonight, that will be the first time that a playoff round in a playoff round that the road team has won all four games won.
And that's a fun little stat, right?
Isn't
there.
That fun?
Yes, because the NBA playoffs have been fun to this point, and I think if you're the NBA, you couldn't, other than the Lakers being eliminated, you couldn't ask for a better start to the series.
By the way, we now have sommelier beef.
Ooh,
yeah, I saw someone. Was, beef. Yeah, someone was like in the
so
wine
there's
business.
Another sommelier yeah. who's calling out the other sommelier.
Why are you going there? BS.
I love this. I think you guys should prove your worth by bringing us great. Expensive bottles of wine.
Wine fight.
Yeah, we do have a wine fight. You want to read it? Because he called him out.
He said, I've been in the wine industry for over 20 years. Steel cask Chablis. What sort of BS is this Psalm selling you?
Oh!
Here, hey,
shots fired.
Here are some inexpensive but good suggestions. Vino Verde, Barba de Alba, Crement de Bourgogne, and Roja Reserva. Rioja Reserva. Okay. I did write those down.
Shots
My wife's
fired.
A big fan of the Vino Verde, can confirm. Very nice, a little effervescent.
Now, are these are just varietals?
Yeah, I think the Vino Verde different is at least. Price.
Okay, and he says, if your psalm is telling you to drink steel cast Chablis, first of all, he isn't a real certified sommelier due to his choice of words. Oh, I yeah. am. And then he says, I yeah. am.
Who do you think
I
you
am?
Are? I am.
And then he says, what does he say? What he is probably suggesting is a Chardonnay from the Chablis subregion of Burgundy in France that has been vinified and aged in stainless steel containers as opposed to oak.
Well, clearly, vessels. Weren't we all thinking that?
That's what I thought too, but I didn't want to say anything.
I think what we have right now, bitch! Dude, we have a good old fashioned cork off right now. That's what we got.
We do have a cork off.
Wow. Or in this case, we have a box off because our rosé currently is a box of wine.
Yeah, we need to upgrade that. Come on, Psalm. Show your worth.
It's cork off. It's cork off. Whew.
All right.
Stop. What?
Can we focus?
All right, we're
done with sports. So,
how do you pick a jury for Diddy's trial? I want to talk about that.
Oh, yeah. I saw one.
That's happening today.
Yeah, someone got eliminated. Did you see why?
Yes.
Yeah.
That's why I ask, how do you pick a jury for a Diddy trial? That'll be to kick off the club next on The Fan.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game, like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way, with stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
I'm Emma Grade, and I've spent the last 20 years building, running, and investing in some incredible businesses. The more success I've had, the more people started coming to me with questions. How do you start a business? How do you raise money? How do I bounce back from failure? On my new podcast, Aspire with Emma Grade, I'll be answering these questions and more through weekly conversations with the smartest minds out there. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Grade, an Audacy podcast, available now, wherever you get your podcasts.